Hey, oh wow, people are here that Jesus Christ, John Red.
What did I do?
Whatever. Hey, welcome to this is the Scott Ridge Podcast. I'm Scott.
I'm Mike. To John.
We usually have a little conversation up here on the stage. We talk about how different our minds are.
That's a good description,
yeah,
actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it good? So I just did it now.
It's a fun show and it's free anyway.
Yeah. And if you're bored now, it kicks in like at 5-10 minutes. So
yeah, you got to put the time in. That's
yeah.
It costs a little time.
It's like The Wire.
It's like a what it's like
on
the
HBO. Wire. It's like you watch the first episode, you're like, this show sucks, and then by episode 8, you're like, this is the greatest show ever made.
Yeah,
never saw it.
You should.
You gotta get past the first episode.
I never got to the first episode.
It's still there.
Are we supposed to bring up the big book in your hands?
I was gonna bring it up later.
Okay. You kind of, it's rather prominent and big.
Well, it's fucking. The podcast can't see the book. It's a book. It's a visual book.
A giant red book.
Yeah. It's okay. It's about a foot tall, maybe 9 inches wide. I don't know.
How thick? 2, 3, 1.5.
Probably 2.5.
Maybe. Here, let me measure it. I think it's 1.5. It's like barely. It's like 1 1/3.
Okay,
an inch
fine.
Is your thumb.
My thumb is so bigger than
it's
yours.
It's the same.
It's not.
Everyone's thumb's not an inch. That's
yeah.
The first part is usually like about an inch.
Yeah, but not everyone's.
Yeah, John.
We don't have the same thumbs.
We all have the same upper thumbs. That's a thing.
Okay, fine. Let's take a look at it.
Except Megan Fox.
You everyone can compare your thumbs.
Okay, so it's. I'm sorry. It's about 1.8 inches.
Yep.
The business card is 2 by 3.5.
Fine.
Well, Jesus.
Either way, if I was listening to that, I wouldn't be able to describe this book to you.
It's a book. It's a book.
It's a book, yeah. That's, yeah, Jesus. I was done there.
You can still bring it up later, that's fine.
Before you leave, why do you have name tags? Who has name tags?
They do.
It was a current young professional.
A current unprofessional?
Young professional.
Oh. Our current unprofessional.
Unprofessionals. Currently unprofessionals.
Improfessional?
Yes.
Is that a word?
Technically, we know what it means, but it's not really a word.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not good at words.
Unprofessional is what you...
How come so many... I've probably mentioned this before, but how come so many people know words, and I don't? Like, I don't know words.
Reading?
I read.
Writing, arithmetic?
Writing.
Like, it's...
Curiosity?
Like,
ambition?
Follow through?
Commitment?
I know these words.
Yeah, you know those words.
Yeah. We're describing what
it takes.
I
thought you were trying to trick me.
No. Well, we thought we were going to make up words that you wouldn't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Like lethargic?
I know what that means.
What does it mean?
Lackadaisical.
Lackadaisical is like a sort of like just a sloppy way of doing things. Okay. Like a lazy. Sure. Lethargic is a sad, like unmotivated.
Lothario?
Lothario sounds like a He-Man character.
Leo DiCaprio?
That's a Star Trek...
what?
Lionel.
What's the difference? Titanic, I meant to say.
Lionel.
How did you mix up Titanic and Star Trek?
They both have T's in it, and it has to do with the voyage. I don't know.
You know what? Closer than I thought you'd come up with.
Yeah, there's a lot of water in both of them. Mm-hmm. Is Conrad deflating?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, there you go.
Echoey.
Yeah, by all means, touch every button.
Yeah. Push them all up, and we can make a fun noise.
Yeah.
All right.
Whatever you do that. Always.
Well, I guess since you brought up the book.
Okay.
This 2 foot by 1 foot, 2.5 inch.
Oh, 2 foot. It's just...
Whatever.
No, I always think about how John and I don't see eye to eye at all,
true.
Ever.
Right now, you're not looking at each other.
No.
That's a big problem. Probably won't for a while.
But I bought this. I bought this book like back in
back in Holland.
Back in Holland.
No, college.
Okay.
I almost said high school and college. Just combined the two.
College.
College.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I'm not. It's about astrology. Where like I don't
believe in it.
I don't live my life to follow astrology, but I believe in it enough to blame it for my problems.
Sure.
Like, if that makes sense.
So, like, what's your astrological sign?
An astrological?
Doesn't that have to do with astrology,
yeah,
the signs,
right,
of the zodiac?
You said it kind of weird.
I just said
He said it a little slower. He was unsure of himself.
astrological? I lost it. See,
astrology.
Yeah. It has to do with the stars. So, astronomy, astrology.
Sure.
Astronomical.
Sure.
No, is it Pisces? What was the question?
Yeah, which sign are you?
Yeah.
You're a Pisces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is a...
Typical Pisces.
Yeah.
Typical pie, as we say in our astrological meetings.
Typical pie.
Yeah. We like to shorten it up to pie.
Is that why I like pie?
Yes, that's exactly why.
Cherry pie?
Yep.
Fish
loves cherry, pie. Because cherry is the third... Nope.
Planet from the sun.
No. Cherry is... C is the third letter of the month, mm-hmm. of the alphabet.
Yeah, of the month.
Yep. I'm combining both my thoughts. March is the third month of the year. Cherry is the third letter of the alphabet. Cherry pie.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yep. Pisces.
Pisces. And also, I know the number. We've been over this before.
Oh, that's right. He can recite pi to like 27 places.
60, but that's okay.
It's like 27. Once you get past 27, who cares?
Yeah. He's counting anymore. They're not counting. It's not counting. It's reciting.
It's knowing.
It doesn't go in order.
Who's keeping track anymore? We're not keeping track of you. You can lie to
you
us.
You know, if you removed like half those numbers, you could fit words in there.
Ooh.
There's only 9 numbers. The 10 numbers.
Yeah, but each time you remember one more number, you're remembering the whole series before.
No, it's like a phone number. It's like just reciting 8 phone numbers.
It's like reciting 8 phone numbers.
Wait, my old parents... Not my old parents. They're older, but my...
Not your new parents.
My parents... And my parents' old phone number, like back their landline, yeah. That was easy. 10 numbers. Sure. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
I don't know your number.
You use it every day, though.
Boom, 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 boom. I don't use your number every day.
No, why would you? That's weird. I don't use my number every day.
You're like the only phone number I know that I memorized still.
Well, thank you.
Isn't it like 0833 or something?
09. Oops. Nope. Got it wrong.
And it's probably good you don't give it
983-0966.
Okay.
No. All right. Oh, people.
That's fine. It's a business line.
Yeah, call Comedy City. Get some fucking reservations and
some fucking
eat some. That car is on your. It's a one-way street. Okay. Why is that car facing that way?
Well, at least they're stopped.
They were going that way.
Yeah.
Anyways, astrology.
Oh.
This book is called The Secret Language of Relationships.
Oh, this is nice. You guys are trying to make it work. You're trying to make it work.
It's all relationships, Michael.
Okay, I was just giving you
it has to do with
just then.
Do you have some pages saved?
No. I don't know your fucking birthday.
Are we reading this book front to back?
No. God damn it. Can I explain it?
Yeah.
We're talking about the car's gone. He could have gone straight. He's fucking...
Can we address why you just lashed out at me? All I did was ask a question.
Yeah.
Because you have a giant book. Okay, because you have a giant book, I just asked if you had certain pages, because like maybe you researched about us before we got here.
I figured it'd be more fun if I figured it out on stage.
Okay,
that's fine. That's totally fine.
That's the whole thing of the show, is we make it up. We don't have scripts.
You literally bring a list of topics to talk about every show.
I never change it. I'm still trying to figure out what I mean. I wrote some things on the list. And I don't know what they mean, so I'm just going to keep bringing them up until we figure it out.
No, but...
Do impression of Mike.
No, we got to the book.
Do impression of Mike.
I don't want to.
I don't know what that means.
Why don't you?
Because it's Mike. I know it's Mike. I'm assuming it's Mike.
Yeah, I'm not impersonating Mike.
No, I mean, I know it's you, but I'm assuming that's what this Mike stands for.
I think I do the best impersonation of me.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think I
Kevin Pollak does a really good you.
He's
Susan good. Sarandon.
I thought you were going to say Kevin Spacey. He probably could, but he can't.
No,
I don't want him to.
I hope he hasn't.
Maybe he does. That was a bad...
Astrology. Oh, so you want my birthday, is that...
So what happens is, in the very front...
In our
there's, like, a grid, a big old grid. It goes by weeks.
Yeah.
Your birthday week.
Yeah.
And then you line it up, you read it, and there's a page that's explaining what kind of relationships, because there's, like... Oh, what are the strengths of your relationship? The weaknesses, the best and the worst form of relationships. And they have a little phrase and a little advice and stuff. And I thought since John is so different from me and Mike is kind of different from me, that like this would explain some things.
Sure. Okay, sure.
Five years in, we realized that John and I, because we were born in different times of the year, that's why we can't agree on things.
Yeah. John, what side are you?
I'm a Scorpio.
No. What? When are you born? August?
October. I literally just had a birthday. You probably would have known if you didn't follow me on Facebook.
I followed you, and I'm so regretting it. Like, honestly, I after the show, I refollowed him, and it's just like, hey, what's with this guy? I'm a football player. Hey, look at me.
Did you follow the right guy?
I got a Bane mask. Yeah, he does things.
He does things.
He did the Bane thing for Gotham. Tom Brady.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I post about Tom Brady a lot.
But, like... I'm scrolling through my feed, and then it's like, John, add, John, Mike said, John.
Do you have four friends? I don't, like, I should not pop up that much.
I know, right? It shouldn't.
Also, instead of unfollow, you could just, like, do the top right corner and go, why am I seeing this? Like, and Facebook will be like, oh, we'll show you less of him.
They probably thought you had unfriended him and you wanted to catch up.
Yeah.
It's helping you.
No.
Oh, so should I, like, are we going to, like, research our birthdays and
yeah,
talk about
it? Yeah, when is your birthday? August?
October. I just said I had a birthday. October 24th.
No, that's not right. I thought you had a birthday in, like, the middle of the
fall? Sure.
I suppose there was a football show that one time. Remember we had a game? We played Uno over there.
Yep.
We played Uno over there?
Yeah. Remember the football game?
Oh, wait. October 24th?
Yes.
The football show.
Do you need glasses?
I can't. I don't know how to read this.
Do you want me to?
Because people are looking at me.
Okay, well, everyone, no one looks.
Stop looking at him so he can read a book, away. Please, on a live turn podcast. Away.
It's like an audiobook now. So John's birthday is October 24th. Look at this.
Here we go.
It says apparently our strengths of our relationship. What's called, John was born on the cusp of Libra and Scorpio.
Yes.
You know that.
Yes.
On the cusp.
It starts at the 23rd.
This is fantastic. Because if you know John, you know John. What was your previous?
You're about to learn.
What was your previous podcast called?
Critic Egan.
All right. So you were born during the week of the cusp of drama and criticism.
Yeah.
I was born on the week of the loner. So, yeah. I know you didn't want to laugh, but you did. So apparently, according to this, our strengths are the relationship is challenging, self-actualizing.
Yeah.
Self-actualizing and fun.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But the weakness is ineffectual.
Yep. Yep.
Polarized.
Yep.
Very different.
Yep.
And sadomasochistic.
Oh. That all makes sense. This actually works really well.
This is a great book.
Yeah.
You did not pay enough for this book. I'm just letting you know right now.
Our best relationship is work. Our worst relationship would be marriage.
Well, that's good.
An example of these birthdays is Ed McMahon and Johnny Carson.
Oh.
I'm a great Johnny Carson.
That is you. I'm Ed McMahon. He was born March 6th. And yeah. Ed McMahon, Johnny Carson, was born the day before you.
Huh. Yeah.
Ah! Then it has a whole bunch of stuff down here if you want to, like about love and work and love affairs and stuff like that. But advice is drop expectations. Yeah. Stay flexible and open.
Okay.
Try to go emotionally deeper. Encourage health through self-understanding.
Okay. Yeah.
So that kind
of can't argue with any of it.
Yeah, I mean, we can read the
advice.
We can read the details later, but this is like I'm not going to read like four paragraphs.
I just want to know like what cursed background you found that book. It just seems like a book of revelations and amazing stuff.
Yeah. All right. Mike's birthday is June 1st. So.
Oh, yeah, he knows mine.
Wow.
Why? Because I don't know his. Though, so it's
April something. 4th. Yeah.
Close. 3rd.
See? Look at that.
All right. It took me a long time.
He said August when mine was October.
Mike. Oh, we have a thought / feeling split.
Ooh.
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 Ooh. Mm.
We are, our strength is compassionate.
Yep.
Helpful.
Yep.
And common sense.
There you go, sure.
Our weaknesses, insensitive, selfish, and self-pitying.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
That does sound right.
Yeah, sounds great.
Best work together, freelancer.
Okay. That's what we're currently doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Worst is parent-child. We talk about masturbating a lot, so
yeah.
No one wants to hear the kids talk about masturbating.
What?
What?
No.
What?
Alexander Graham Bell and Don Amchi.
Those two.
Yeah.
Thick as thieves, those two.
Alexander Graham Bell and...
That's the known most recently for his 1985 Oscar performance in Cocoon.
Amici
was a popular star in the 30s and 40s, best remembered for his entertaining lead role interpretation in the story of Alexander Graham Bell. Oh, yep. He just played him.
Oh, I see. They didn't hang out.
No.
That would have broken a timeline.
Yeah.
Somehow. So what role is Alexander Graham Bell?
Can we do a quick experiment?
I want to read the advice, though.
Go for it.
Advice. Have you really tried to understand... Look outside your own world. Pay attention to the needs of others. Calm your nerves and center yourself.
All right.
Okay. What do you want, John?
Ready.
Oh, I was going to say, like, ask him what his birthday is and to see if it's like, you don't know each other at all. Like, I want to see if it's, like, legit, like, amazing or if it's, like, you guys are the best friends ever. You guys.
I'm glad you said that because that's why also I brought the book.
Oh, nice.
There's no women in the group, so I can't see who I can get married to. What's your birthday, sir?
We chased them off real quick.
Yeah, yeah. So you start talking about relationships, like, fuck this. I'm just kidding. That was mean.
That was. It was lashing out at people you don't know.
Yeah, I do that. What's your...
Mine's actually in October as well.
Fucking told you October. October what?
October 9th.
Oh, a different sign, though.
Yeah, it is. That is page 85.
You don't have to tell people the page.
Those of you reading along at home and you're yeah.
For those who have gotten the condensed version or the expanded version, the page is wrong.
I was actually, while you're looking, I was just saying, I was proud of Scott right there because he was like reading your thing, and then I said, I want to try experiment, and he just looked at me and goes, I would like to try this first and then yours, and I was very proud because sometimes he wouldn't do that. He would just stew.
Yeah.
And then do my thing, and then 20 minutes later, he'd go, I wanted to get to this.
You done yet? Ka-ching. Ooh, look at this. This guy. I forgot to look.
Total creep.
What leaf you were made in.
Wicca's maiden?
Yeah, there was whatever your birthday was. Jim? Because he was. What's your name, sir?
Drew
is born in the week of society. Ooh. And he's part of society right now.
He is.
Of being in the audience. Oh, okay. Our strengths are predictive.
Okay. Ooh.
Curious. Oh. And followed by sensual.
Mm. Oh, well. I mean, he's definitely curious. He stick around for this. No following.
But the our weaknesses were nervous, unstable, and insecure.
Oh.
Best friendship.
Also why he's here.
Best is friendship, though. None of you guys got that.
Oh.
And the worst is family. So I'm glad you're not like related to me. Because that would have been weird.
Yeah, that would have been weird. You're right.
I got two other brothers with the same birthday.
What?
Two brothers of the same birthday?
As you?
Yep.
What the fuck?
Same year?
You're
a triplet?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, a triplet. I thought it was like they nailed it. They like marked on the calendar, like, we need to have kids here. And it's like, I'm going to labor. No, you have two more days. Hold your legs together. Or whatever. I don't know. I don't know how birthing works. I've never done it. John left. All right.
John left, yes.
Yeah, and I don't know. He had two kids himself.
Not himself.
Oh, not by himself. His wife is...
did most of it.
Yeah, she did most of it.
Yeah.
I guarantee.
He did 1% of
it. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Speaking of, I don't know. That's all I had for this book.
It was nice. What was the book called?
It's called The Secret Language of Relationships.
Secret Language of Relationships.
This book, I don't know, I got it at Walden Books. That's how long ago this was.
Wow.
Yeah. And I got like a whole bunch of coupons and stuff, and it was super cheap. So.
My child's vomiting everywhere, and I have to go.
Oh, no.
Speaking
this
of child.
First ever. What did I do?
It's first ever your child threw up?
That I'm leaving the podcast like halfway through.
Wow. That's why I don't bring my phone up here.
I do. All right.
Can you bring my phone up here?
Don't take my book. I'm just putting it in your spot.
Can I take your book?
No. I do kind of want to know what your wife and you kind of... That's always fun. I always look up...
I'll text it.
I don't look up you and your wife. Your wife. I don't do that either.
No, he does protest too much.
What?
Well, no. But
I never understood that phrase. Dost thou protest too much?
Yeah. Which means so, you're over-justifying before we've even accused you of
it. But then why do you say, do you... But dost thou, does that mean
he
do?
He dost thou protest too much.
What is thou?
Thou? He dost thou, I don't know.
Because
dost thou, you, thou is you.
Thou?
Dost.
Do you protest too much?
Yeah.
So then I should be yes. Does that mean bad things?
Bye, John.
Bye, John.
By the way, this had to happen because tomorrow I had all these plans to clean the whole house because I had people coming Saturday. So, of course, he throws up now and he probably has to stay home, so that means I won't get anything done.
Oh, I think when you clean, though, like he gives you a reason to clean.
Yeah, now you have to clean that, too.
You have to clean.
I threw a ball over his bed. I mean, that's not good.
My cat threw up today.
Same thing.
My cat threw
up. It was fairly, but he like puked and then like backed up, puked some more, and back. He did like five times just backing up.
Did
around
back
the room.
Scoop vomit?
I did that in a field in college.
Wrong.
Conrad will do well. All right, I'm sorry, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye, John.
I'm moving the stool over now so we can be more centered.
Great. Now, our biggest problem is that John is usually who ends the podcast, so...
All right. Good night, everybody.
I mean, usually. Are we ending the podcast?
No. He's John Rad starting it. Why is John Rad?
Who is John?
Wait, he's leaving, too. It's not the end. Where'd Jessica go? Jessica! She was here. She heard her laugh.
Don't forget about me.
Welcome. This is... I feel like this energy in this episode is weird.
Okay.
Is that weird? Is it weird?
It, It's not necessarily weird. It's a little weird.
Why? Is it that I read too much?
No.
I thought it would be a fun thing.
What?
I thought it would be
a
fun...
Both John and I were a little concerned. You had posted earlier on Facebook, fairly made us scared to talk to you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That was the point.
Oh, great. Well, that might be why the energy was weird.
No.
What'd you post so they can...
No, it's Facebook. We don't
want to either talk. Way, it was something about, like, he's going to lash out at anyone who's...
I'm having a bad day.
He's having a bad day, which is fine. But either way, both me and John just talked before and went, oh, we're going to talk about it.
I'm having a bad day.
All right.
And anytime someone's like, hey, what you do? I'm like, do you fucking mind your own goddamn business?
Yeah.
And that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
And then
you can see how that might make us tense talking with you casually.
This is a show, though, Mike.
Yeah.
This isn't the real Scott up here.
Oh.
What?
Not always.
No.
I mean, okay. He peeks out a lot. He's shy.
Okay. Anyway, that might have contributed to the vibe of the room. We do have the normal size of crowd that we have, though. A little more than actually than normal. One less now that John left.
Yeah. It's half the people are the same, yeah. I think, right? I feel like I'm too close to the microphone now because you're not.
I'm where I normally am.
Yeah. All right, well, let's talk about topics.
All right, impression of Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Mike. That's my impression.
This is actually a John thing,
okay?
So I can't do that.
Skip that.
I can substitute John.
Mike.
Oh.
Mike. And I wrote songs. So
songs.
Oh, John's thinking about Facebook. Something about Sanders, Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders.
I don't know. Something about Sanders. What about Sanders?
Huckabee Sanders.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Ugh.
Yeah. Politics.
Why would you talk about politics on here? I won't release this for another 7 months, and then
yeah,
it'll be over. Everything will be different then. Everything's different.
Did he suggest we talk about politics?
No, Matt Rosala did.
Oh, okay.
Matt Rosala. He's a guy we know. He's a guy
we know.
It's got big energy.
Big energy?
Matt does. Matt is a very energetic.
Oh,
nonstop talker.
I thought he like edited it.
Edited?
Yes, himself. Because an internet thing is big dick energy.
Oh.
And I don't know what that means either.
You don't know
what is big that a bad thing?
Means?
Is it a good thing?
No, I bet it's probably a good
what
thing.
Is big dick energy then, Conrad? Tell me about it.
The energy one has.
You really want us to tell you?
From having a big dick.
I don't know what that means.
The confidence and virile masculinity.
It's your confidence. It's your bravado. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Big dick energy.
Don't have that.
Okay. Well, you probably don't have a big dick then.
Is that a surprise?
It is the sexual equivalent of writing a check for $10,000 knowing that you got it in the bank account.
Yeah.
Do you read that off something?
Yeah. Open dictionary.
Okay. See, I'm like, the way you...
I just have a definition of big dick energy compared.
Well, yeah, it was like, it was very specific, but also the way you paused, I was afraid you were having a stroke. It's like when you write a check for $10,000 in your bank account,
see,
knowing...
It's written in American, so I have to, like...
You have it.
Translate it from American? He's doing well. This is his second language.
It's so true. His real one is English with a U in it.
Yeah.
And another E at the end.
G U L S H.
U N G L I S H.
E. Like old shop. Ye old shop.
They still teach Beowulf in schools.
Ooh.
Fables?
Beowulf.
Is that a fable?
I guess so.
Sure.
No, because there's no more at the end. Other than don't fight a dragon at old age.
I don't know what Beowulf is. Is there actually a wolf in it?
Beowulf is... That's, I guess, one of the morals.
That's the moral from, like, most English literature.
I read, like, fucking Outsiders, like, 5 times. I never read any real books in high school. Every fucking English teacher was like, well, this year, because most of you haven't read it yet, we're going to read Outsiders. I'm like, I just fucking read it! And then sociology class, like, we're reading... Like, sociology... Why are we reading Outsiders in sociology? I mean, I kind of get it, but also, like,
I never
Is that the Pony Boy book?
Yeah, Pony Boy and Soda Pop and Matt Dillon and fucking Patrick Swayze and Ralph Macchio.
My sister made me read that book.
Yeah. Is your sister a teacher that I had?
No, she's my sister.
Could be both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. I got real. But that's the thing. Like, I know some people, like, freak out about this. But I never read, like, The Great Gatsby or The Gift or any of these fucking books that everyone fucking read. The Gift, whatever the...
The Giver,
sorry. I didn't read it. I didn't know what it's called.
He gives a gift.
He gives a gift of babies? I don't fucking know. That's all I know. But I did, like, but, and then we read all these, and then people read Hobbit in like, classes and stuff. I was like, oh, boy, I'm not going to read this in case these books, I'm like, I'm not going to read them because we'll probably end up reading them in, like, my classes. And I never did. But Outsiders, I didn't even have to read it eventually. So I'm like, yeah, I get it. He burns down the fucking barn and saves people, the kids, and, like.
As I said, I have not read this book.
We did read, what?
Just spoiling.
Pretty Boy Stays Golden.
Yeah, he gets
people. Golden Bowling Boy, yeah.
Yeah, and also, he makes his hair. He bleaches his hair. One guy gets stabbed in a fountain.
Right in the fountain. Ow.
Yeah.
I never read it, so I thought everyone dies at the end except for the narrator. And then at the end he's like, oh, we were the outsider.
No, that's Stand By Me.
That's right, where everyone dies at the end of the book.
Not everyone dies in that. Only the kid in Vietnam.
You know, the great thing about books and reading is you can read those other books now.
Yeah, I know I could.
Okay. Just saying that.
I'm gonna, but now I have a job and I do comedy.
Book on tape. You read the audio books?
Sometimes.
Do that.
I did it. Jessica!
Hi.
What's your birthday?
Huh?
What's your birthday?
He wants to find
just the, you don't have to say the year, just the month and day.
That's fine.
What?
December 5th.
September?
December.
Yeah.
Oh, December.
December 5th.
I'm going to find out what kind of love relationship we have.
What, you and I?
Yeah.
Oh, astrologically speaking.
Astrologically? You believe in the Zodiac, our Lord and Savior?
Well, sure.
Oh, this isn't good. The title's called Putting Patience to the Test.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, all
right. Well, she's born a Sagittarius, born in the week of the Originator.
Okay.
Wow.
But, oh, look at this. Our strengths were lively, imaginative, and physical.
Ooh.
Our weaknesses are peculiar, provoking, and unstable.
Yeah.
Fuck does that mean?
Hey, whoa.
Why are you getting so bitter?
See, right there, yeah.
Unstable. Our best relationship would be marriage. Our worst is love. So.
We can have a marriage with no love.
Sure, you absolutely can.
Oh, I know. That the advice they give is what you ridicule may be what you need most. Be aware of your effect on other people. I'm reading like Conrad now. Be aware of your effect on other people and respect their space. Get your financial act together.
Oh.
Jesus. Yeah, it's me.
This is two of you together. You have to.
Our love affairs and friendships tend to be strange, even to the peculiar. Seldom interested in the straight and narrow, the relationship will go far afield to find what you really stimulate satisfies it.
Ooh. Oh. Well, good luck to you, too.
More for later.
Yeah. You guys have a lot to talk about.
Sure do.
Yeah, we do, I guess. Hey.
Jeez.
Oh, that's Jessica, by the way. She's the bar manager. It's not just a random person I'm sure yelling at.
Yeah.
What was I saying?
When?
Books. Yeah, I listen
audiobooks,
to books.
Audiobooks.
Oh, yeah, but, like, okay, so, but then...
Podcasts on your way to work, listen to them every day. On your afternoon walk.
Don't blink at me. I know what you mean by that, blink. You know your afternoon walk. That everyone does.
Yes.
You lazy piece of shit.
No, I did not swear in my blinks.
You play garbage. Lazy piece of garbage, probably.
No. That was not judgmental. I was giving you an option. Make a walk more pleasant. Listen to a book while you're walking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Walk around the block, listen to a chapter.
I listen to Dark... Nope.
Dim.
Dark Remedies, Dark Place?
No. Stephen King's...
Dark Half.
Nightmares and Dreamscapes.
Mm.
And there's a story in that where there's like these people that go to this town and then there's this, there's like rifts in the world where these creatures come through and like pull people back to the other world,
yeah, okay.
Where it's kind of dark and some of that, like darkness type things happening.
Yeah,
I was listening to that when I was working late one night. Like I was working long hours, like 14, 16 hour nights, and I was the only person in the building. And every time I walked around to the bathroom, like I would see down a long, like hallway that there was like no lights, except like one way at the end and one near me, and I'm like. That was probably the scaredest,
I think.
Most scared. That was probably the most scared that I was from a Stephen King book.
Sure.
Because I was like, uh-oh, no one's here to save me.
Yeah.
They'll come in and go, why is Scott's computer on? And he's not here. His bag's here.
Wow, what perfect time it would be to find a porthole to a dark universe at the same time you're listening to a story about a portal to a dark universe.
Yeah, when no one else is around.
Yeah, wow.
So I'll go missing.
That is... The alignment is ironic, at least.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm not sure how the word ironic works.
Ironic. Wait, what?
Either way, that wouldn't happen with the Great Gatsby. You'd just be afraid to drink and drive.
And afraid of parties.
Yeah.
And afraid of men who like women.
Okay.
And afraid of dancers.
Well, it's just, I'd stop at drinking.
And afraid of Leonardo DiCaprio.
So you have read the book.
I saw part of a movie.
Okay. It's a good movie. It's a good book.
Be afraid of swimming pools.
Yeah, and bullets.
Yeah.
Mostly afraid of bullets.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that all the book is? Is it good?
It's a good book. It's a good picture of the of American life at the time.
For the cool, the greatest American novel.
Yeah.
That's the greatest American hero. It's, yep. Believe it or not.
It's walking up.
Yeah.
It's time for questions from Conrad.
Is it?
I don't know.
No, not yet.
Oh, when is that?
That's like in like 5 more minutes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry. I didn't know our pace was without John.
Do you ever read... One of the books I read... I liked reading. I still like it. I like reading.
But I don't know why your lexicon isn't larger.
I don't know. That's why I don't get it. I'm like,
maybe you should read more challenging books.
Or maybe that... Because maybe the books that had the challenging words in it, they didn't... have me read in class,
yeah.
Like Great Gatsby. Or maybe there's like old a whole bunch.
Yeah.
Plethora.
I've heard it plethora or plethora.
Plethora.
But plethora doesn't sound right to me, but I
sounds like a flower.
Yes. But I've heard it both ways.
A whole bunch of words.
Yeah.
See, I think that's why I could be a decent writer for young adults, because I don't use big fancy words.
True.
But I still like write deep stories.
Writing helps you find more words, too. You have to look up words that you want to use.
Why do you look up words you want to use?
I do it all the time.
How'd you know them, then?
Because I kind of have a vague idea what the word is, and I want to make sure it fits for what I'm about to say.
I've never done that.
Oh, well, that might help you increase your word count. That's what I said earlier, was curiosity would be a good way to become a...
Curiosity is an easy word to know.
Yes, but having curiosity would make you seek out other words and further knowledge.
Broaden your vocabulary.
You want to be a guest? What's happening?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just taking your magic book.
She took my magic book, Mike.
Mm-hmm. At least magic. Might be more voodoo.
Also, at the very beginning, depending on what week you're born in, it like has a 2-page thing explaining what kind of person you are, and then you turn the page, and then it has like
turn the page,
buddy! And then it has like what signs are best for each group of relationship.
Sure,
it's a neat book. I liked it a lot. I bought the one for Secret Language of Birthdays, and I feel like it doesn't match me as good as that one does. Jesus Christ! Do you have it upside down?
You're not Jesus Christ.
I know you're not.
Your December 25th.
Yeah.
I'm a Sagittarius.
No, that's my... That's December. Bye, Daniel.
Swamp.
Drew.
Drew.
Here. Is this you? In there?
Yeah.
Read those pages. And then they turn the page. Turn the page. See, there's a relationship guide. So, like, you can look through and go, oh, these people... are describing that, and you can see the best relationships, and then advice and all the other shit, whatever is in there.
Don't have relationships with liars and dirty cheats in the world.
Is that a song?
It is.
Is that from Great Gatsby?
Yep.
Is it?
No.
Oh, that's from Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Learning. Plethora.
Taylor Swift has been called the Scott Fitzgerald of the 21st century.
What?
Are you writing this down?
Conrad just called her that.
What are you?
March 3rd.
No, what?
Pisces 2.
Is it time for Conrad's question?
Yeah, fuck it. Conrad, apparently Mike is so excited to see what question is.
I'm trying to keep a show going if someone's a show.
We just wanted to ask you this question.
Why are you disappointed, Conrad?
I don't feel like...
I can't remember which questions I've asked in the past.
Is this because of the John Egan question? Who's your favorite stand-up that you do write jokes about?
No, not them.
Good.
You think so? This will be?
That's how I...
Okay, let's go...
nothing like Conrad.
I know, it's like Conrad or John.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever done in someone else's home?
Oh, shit. What do you know? Define weirdest, because I don't know the word.
Just something you probably shouldn't be doing in someone else's home.
Okay.
Is it his home?
Is it PG?
I feel like since John's not here, I want Conrad to tell his answer so we have time to think.
I banged their daughter.
Oh my gosh, Conrad!
I know, I'm a rogue.
So you snuck in?
No. They invited me in, and bubbing baboo.
I hope you knew them beforehand. Like, I'm here to sell magazine subscriptions. And like, let me get my wallet. You go, what happened?
Oh, no, man. Just trying to peddle some magazines. Next thing, whoops.
So tell us, were the parents home?
Yeah, they were sleeping.
Okay. So it's like a nighttime sex
thing.
Yeah,
nighttime sex.
I'm like, that's a normal thing, right?
I think it was just right after watching that movie of, what's the Daniel Radcliffe, wasn't it? It was supposed to be a scary movie.
Horns?
The Woman in Black.
Oh, Woman in Black.
Yeah.
Well, the second one is about as good as the first one.
Did she like you because you kind of looked like Daniel Radcliffe?
It's a weird connection.
Yeah. It sounded like him.
But
hey man, you want those old
also I hate to say it, but I think it's like, what's the weirdest thing you've done in someone's house and you say their daughter? Are you calling her weird?
Well,
she wasn't right. You know, she wasn't a typical American girl.
Oh. What does that mean?
She was a German exchange student.
She's a German exchange. That's not typical.
Yeah, that's not
typical
long.
American.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of anything.
I skinny dipped in my friend's pool with a bunch of other people. He wasn't there though, but his wife was.
Oh.
We skinny dipped with her. And there was a point where she was hugging me and straddling me. Things were close, but they didn't touch. But they got close.
You gotta tell me off air who that is.
I will. Okay, sure. Off air.
Or is it? Would I not know them?
Yeah, I think you know. Yeah.
Okay.
Either way, that was weird. That was a weird night. It was weird because she invited us over. It was like, hey, let's have a party after shows at our house. And then the party just got a little crazier and crazier. And then we were all skinny dipping in the pool. And it was a night a whole bunch of us agreed to never tell him about. He's not going to listen to this.
Oh, okay.
And to my knowledge, we've never mentioned that party to him at all. Nothing happened, but we were fairly
inebriated.
Inebriated and naked. And, yeah.
Good thing
you
didn't slip.
Did you pee in the pool?
Oh, probably, sure.
I know, actually, now I think about it, I don't think I did anything weird at other people's houses. It's mostly.
I could only imagine the list of.
Like other places, but not houses, not people's houses.
I have an alternative question that Mitch
sent me. I want to give an answer.
I mean, there's, you know, maybe the weirdest thing's not very weird then.
You're
setting your own bar too high. Like, the weirdest thing I did was make my own sandwich at someone's house.
This is the first thing that came into mind, and I
hate
this because this is something that I am afraid of. Not afraid of, but like, I don't like. I don't like poop.
That's acceptable.
I don't like poop. Okay. I don't like pooping in public. I hate pooping in public.
Sure.
I don't like pooping in people's houses.
Yeah.
I was hanging out with my friend at his house, his parents' house. And I was like, oh, let's hang out. And then, like, I used his bathroom. And it was, like, the side, little small little half bath. Like the fucking bathroom was the size of a closet. It was, like, that small. But it was, like, right by the living room. And I'm like, I needed to take a poop. So I did. And I must... I pooped too big for the toilet. And I couldn't find because it's like basically just a fucking sink against the wall, soap, a towel, and a toilet, and that's all that's in there.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
just pooping in the day or something.
No, it wasn't. But then I'm like, it's not going down. What do I do? Because I don't want to go out there and go, my poop is stuck. And then have him...
Yeah, have to deal with it.
But that's what happened.
The sort of,
Can I finish? Yes, I know the poop knife story. This is before the days of the internet. That's not true. This is the days before Reddit was probably a thing. So then, like, I was like, I walked out of the bathroom, like, and I told them, my friend Matt, I'm like, so you know what one of the most embarrassing things to do is clog someone's toilet and then not be able to fix it. And then he immediately goes back. And I think the most embarrassing thing to say or walk out of someone's bathroom is, I just jizzed all over your mirror. I was like, what the fuck did that come from? Because my friend Matt's not very, like, Brian knows him. He's not very, like, sex-oriented in his speeches. He's not, like, he's not a very crude person.
Right.
So I'm like, the most embarrassing thing, like, is a clog someone's toilet. He's like, no, I think I'd be doing this. I'm like, where the fuck did that come from?
He's trying to save your butt. He was trying to
I guess. But then he had to go upstairs and get the toilet plunger and fix my...
Why did he have to fix it? Why didn't you take care of it?
Because he did it. He's like, I got it. I'm like, oh, no. And I felt bad. Mm-hmm. And then...
Yeah.
So I just poop in the yard now.
Sure. Never a problem there. Weird. Blame it on the dog.
Yeah, the dog was small, though. The dog humped me a lot.
Huh.
He peed on the carpet.
Are these things connected?
No.
Okay.
I'm just listing the things he did. He was a dumb dog. He's a Lhasa Apso, and his eye kind of looked one way, and the other one looked the other way.
Yeah, he got, like, bulgy eyes.
Yeah, and he wasn't very smart. He didn't understand, as my friend said, he didn't understand simple patterns. So he'd be sitting on the cart on the ground, and he'd kind of act like a cat because he would sit in their windows and stuff and, like, climb on things and just, like, sit on his computer and whatnot, like, because he's a weird dog. But he would be sitting on the kitchen floor, and then his dad would be coming into the house with the door for the garage. Be opening it, and the dog's like, this door's getting closer to me, until it smacked him in the fucking face. He's like, what just happened? And he's like, trying to open the door, the dog just wouldn't move. He's like, I don't know. Dog's freaking out. Like, I don't know what the fuck is happening. I keep hitting him by this door until they push him out of the way. He's like, oh, that's what's happening. I got it. But that dog, sort of like a vinyl front hallway. So I'd go to the front door and I'd ring the doorbell and the dog would get excited and he'd pee in the carpet. But the hallway was vinyl. So at first he'd have to, like, run. He'd run to the door and not be able to stop. So I'd, like, ring the doorbell and go, arr, arr, arr. And I'd hear it just fucking hit the door every time. It was funny. He was a funny dog. He's dead now, probably.
Probably from constantly hitting the door.
I mean, this is like 2001 or 2000.
Sure. Yeah.
Dogs don't live 18 years, do they?
They do. But, I mean, you know, that's old for a dog.
Yeah. He's probably dead.
Probably dead. Especially if you threw the door in his head that way.
Actually, I did this in a lot. So it's probably actually closer to like 99, 98.
Oh, okay.
Not years old.
No, right.
But like when you got the dog.
Yeah, I did the math.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
What was the question, Conrad? I forgot. What do you do, dogs?
This is the weirdest.
What do you do to dogs?
What was Mitch's question?
Oh, no. Would you... He just said, cat with human face or dog with human hands.
Dog with human hands. Dog with human hands. Dog with human hands.
If you have a dog with human hands, it's like a monkey with a million typewriters, it'll eventually just type out a monkey.
Oh,
I think if you had a dog with human hands, there's 100% chance that someday it will stab you by mistake.
Oh.
Why is he getting knives?
Because it has opposable thumbs. You know the shit that your dog will get into.
Yeah,
just like with its nose.
You can't. Well, you can't make up a.
It's going to rob you by mistake.
You can't make up a question and then have a wrong answer for an opinion.
Front paws or both? Back paws?
Oh yeah, is it front paws or all paws?
Front paws.
Front paws.
All right.
Cat with human face, can it talk?
Yes.
English? Can we wait? Can we choose what kind of dog it is?
Yes.
Can we choose what kind of face it has?
No.
Fuck. So it might be a big old. I'll go.
Can we choose one?
You don't know whose face it is, but you know that by all likelihood, someone has this. All
right, but it's good, but it has a human face and it speaks, but it still has the intelligence of a cat.
Yes.
So just be like.
Okay. Okay. Mike sold me on that part.
I don't know.
It sounds like Lorenzo music.
Because if it was like Danny DeVito's face, I'd go, no cat, no thank you, because then you'd lick me, and that'd be weird. But if it was like Jennifer Lawrence face cat, I'd be like, yeah, I'll get two of these.
Yeah.
And then especially if they're like...
And then what?
Especially if they're like, hey, you want some food?
Meow. Meow. I just saying meow.
I'd be in my bedroom and then just downstairs here. Like, I'm up here, cat.
Well, if a dog had human hands, it could pet me while I pet it.
True.
You also steal your wallet.
I guess. What would it do with it?
Dog has a
eat it?
Dog has a
but it's leather. It's like it's like he's like uses cow pieces.
I think dog with human hands would be more
dogs
useful.
Dogs like to grab things and then play with them. Like oh.
Dogs also lick their balls a lot more than cats do. So you probably see the dog masturbating a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just like a monkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Charlie.
You can train it to do more things though.
He's a monkey, just a dog with human hands.
Yeah. Brian used to have a cat that masturbated.
What?
I don't think that
was it. Was that Charlie?
It's Charlie.
Charlie is a big
Charlie, the masturbating
like a gray
cat.
A gray cat, right? Gray.
Yeah, he
was gray. And he would like he was what?
He leaned up against a wall and got his back.
Yeah, he leaned up like a panda like against a wall, and then eventually like prop himself up, and then start like. Batting at his genitals with his paws.
Wow. Was he declawed?
I hope so.
Well, I'm sure Charlie knows.
Yeah, that was funny. I only saw it happen once. And then we were laughing too hard and got scared.
I think a cat with human hands would be dangerous. Because a dog would accidentally do something, but a cat would purposely do something.
But would the cat have claws then?
No, it
wouldn't. It doesn't have human hands.
Yeah,
you still have
to.
Yeah, you still have to trim them, but at least I don't have to buy special.
The dog with a human face would be pretty good, though.
And a dog's fingernails.
If a dog had a human face, would it still have that dumbfounded look? Like, would it?
That's a good idea.
But what if the dog? Would the dog have like the same dumbfounded look? Like just like.
Yeah,
I think that'd be pretty good.
Because the mouth is always open, just huh.
If you're lying on the couch and your dog jumps on you, it would be way more painful to get punched in the dick than pawed.
Well, I'm assuming that, like they have their hands flat. They don't like walk in their dog
fists,
knuckles.
Dog fists.
Also, teaching the dog to shake would be like
easy. So much. Yeah. I'd say it'd be easier, but that's only human wise. Like they'd probably just high five you a lot.
Yeah.
Also, and also, it wouldn't hurt as much if, like, because when dogs walk up, like, hey, can you pet me? And they just start whacking with their, like, claws. And you're like, what? But they just were doing this. You're like, oh, it's fun.
I think it would change the movie Air Bud a lot.
Yeah. It probably wouldn't be as crazy.
No, it would be dog. Well, yeah, sure, dog.
Unless you have the soccer one. Then it's like, no hands.
No hands.
Like, what's the point?
Yeah.
What's the point of even having hands if you can't play a sport with them?
Right? It just sucks to be the kid that got cut from the team.
What did it happen with frisbees? Do you think if you threw a frisbee at a dog with hands, he'd catch it or with his mouth?
I think they catch it with their hands. I think they
catch it with the mouth still.
I don't know.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's make this. Well, I mean, if
I
they
wouldn't know where to begin.
We can put an ear on a mouse. We can put hands on a dog.
But the thing is, like, they'd be so evolved at that point that it's like in their genes that they know how to use hands.
It depends on how we, if you evolve dogs that way, or if you
just wished it into existence.
Wished it, or you actually grafted hands onto a dog.
Yeah, he wouldn't know what to do. But if it was like evolved into that form, yeah,
yeah, probably.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. But also at the same time, if a cat had a human face, do you think like? Because cats are animals, they don't understand what beauty is. Do you think all the hot cats would exist, or like they'll be like a mixture of hot and ugly cats?
I don't. It depends who's breeding them and why.
Because like, you have like a Danny DeVito cat and like a Jennifer Lawrence cat, like fuck it, we have genitals. Let's mash them together. They have some kittens, and then they pour them out. Or
I guess it depends how much.
Danny DeVito cat meets a Rita Bowman cats.
I don't know, but I'm saying like
they have like, kids, right?
Like, but I'm saying like because people they go for the attractive people make more attractive kids.
Yeah,
but like. Cats and dogs don't understand what things are attractive, are they?
I guess it depends who's in charge of the breeding of the animals, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, purebred.
No.
Purebred model cats. Yeah, this is getting weird.
Getting weird. Just starting to get weird now, folks.
But this is a good conversation. We'll go for an hour.
Well, I don't want to go for an hour. I have to work in the morning.
Yeah.
But, John, what do you think? John, my name is John.
I'm gonna have so much to say next month.
What is?
He doesn't listen to this show.
Yeah, no, he doesn't listen to it. I've called him out. I called him a dumb asshole. I think on it or something, and he like years have passed.
Yeah.
So yeah. I might not have posted that one either.
I just looked up Danny DeVito's kids. It's a trip. I told you.
What kind of trip? A fun trip?
Are they dogs with cats?
Oh!
They're the same height, but like they're 10 times more attractive.
Huh. They're the same height?
Yeah, like the same height as Danny DeVito.
Oh, as Danny DeVito. I was like, all their kids are like even 10 feet. Not 10 feet.
10 feet tall.
5 foot 10.
The combined heights of Danny DeVito
and Danny. Do they look like them at all?
Yeah, it's really freaky.
Is it like Bob Saget and his daughter?
I've never seen Bob Saget before.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen Bob Saget in a wig? That's his daughter. It's funny, but like younger. What?
That's weird.
You can adopt one of them.
Adopt his daughter?
Yep.
It's like the fourth search option when you type in Bob Saget.
Oh, search option.
Oh, search option.
Yeah.
I can't understand him.
Oh, there's a picture of Bob Saget in a wig. So.
Yeah. That's. Did I not say that?
You did.
John. I'm Conrad. Have you been playing with the color walls?
Hmm? No.
Oh, I thought they were
consistently purple.
Uh-oh. Anyways, we had to end this somehow, because John's not here.
Right.
What's... I keep wanting to say, like, what would it be like to have a dog with a cat face? I'm like, that's just a mountain lion.
Yeah.
And then a dog with a cat face.
Cat with a dog face?
Yeah, that's a Pomeranian.
Yep.
That wasn't funny.
Why start now?
Hi, next guy. Next day. Next guy.
That was a really easy end of the show. You should have chased like 10 minutes to find an answer.
Name's Murphy.
Yeah.
This is a Scott Does Stuff podcast.